But I think it's such an important area for children and young people. And over the years, parents have been talking to me, and even in the last couple of weeks, a number of people have spoken to me about, you know, if a child needs speech therapy, they need it now. And sometimes what happens is they'll be called for an assessment, and then it might be 6 months before they get an appointment to be treated. And then in the middle of that, then maybe somebody goes off maternity leave, or there's somebody off sick, or somebody moves the staff or whatever, and then it stops. And then that defeats the whole purpose, because if it's not a continuous process for the child, then obviously they go backwards. You know, every parent wants to do the best they can for their child. And first of all, to be told that your child has a problem in whatever area of the health service it is, and then not to be able to, you know, access that service and do the best you can for your child. It's very disappointing, and a lot of parents are very stressed. So I think that they need to overhaul the system and try and either get extra staff or streamline the service in some particular way. I mean, giving us figures today about the amount of people that they have, it doesn't solve the problem. To me, the service is inadequate. I'm hearing that from the parents, and something needs to be done about it. We need to provide a service for our children when they need that service, and not leave them waiting.
And the demand, it is there, because I think the HSE might point to the recruitment freeze in terms of the lack of staff, but this is something that's been there for quite some time.
You know, we're listening to this. The recruitment freeze is a recent thing. This has been happening for years. So I don't believe that has anything got to do with the recruitment freeze. And maybe it's they need to change the way, you know, they deploy their staff or whatever. But it's not good enough to say that if somebody is off on maternity leave or for whatever reason, that the children should suffer. So I'm calling for an overhaul of the service, and to try and streamline it a bit better, that the children will get the service that they deserve.